Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lei Yuxi, and I'm a colleague of Barbara Starfield for over 16 years. I first met Barbara in 1996 when I was going for a job interview at Hopkins. Barbara served in the faculty search committee. So she and I talked about this particular position she tried to recruit, and it's going to focus on primary care research. So we chatted for over 2 hours, and we mapped out a course of action for how to further the research in this area. Then in the next 16 years, we developed this Center for Primary Care Policy Research at Hopkins and conducted numerous studies. Barbara was always on top of every piece of study, even though she traveled worldwide. So altogether, we actually accomplished over 100 studies within 16-year period. And jointly, we published over 30 articles. And even the week she passed away, while she was in California, she called me to talk about how to further the research in this area. She was very critical, not only about others' work, but also of her own work. So she tried to be the devil's advocate, anticipating all the concerns and criticisms that her critics might have. So we were debating issues on the phone. So I remember very clearly that last phone call, and she asked me to look for further evidence to support certain statements that we claimed in several papers. So we were doing certain analysis. So I was very sad when suddenly she died only a couple of days later. She was still thinking about research very vividly. So Dr. Forrest just talked about her contribution on children's health. I'm going to focus on Barbara's research and contribution, particularly in three areas. First, how she defined primary care, and secondly, her research about the relationship between primary care and population health. And thirdly, her work with regard to primary care in terms of its impact on reducing disparity, that is improving health equity. Barbara actually had a dozen or so presentations that she used worldwide. And we periodically went through all the slides and before she went for various trips. So we usually sit down and look for different slides and put them together, and then we review those again after she came back. So before this presentation, I was looking at those 300-400 slides. I tried to gather the slides about her contribution in those three areas. So all the slides you saw today are really part of what she presented worldwide, except I only picked about 15 or so slides that summarize those areas. So this is how Barbara defined primary care. In her seminar book on primary care, Barbara defined primary care as the level of health service system that provides entry into the system for all new needs and problems, provides person-focused, not disease-oriented care over time, provides care for all the very uncommon or unusual conditions, and coordinates or integrates care provided elsewhere by others. It is this piece of definition that creates the foundation of her four cardinal attributes of primary care that she defines, and then she later on used those four cardinal attributes to further develop a tool called Primary Care Assessment Tool. And then almost 10 years later, Barbara defined another term called primary health care. It's different from primary care because primary health care is primary care applied on a population level. As a population public health strategy, it requires the commitment of governments to develop a population-oriented set of primary care services in the context of other levels and types of services. It is primary health care that Barbara starts to advocate for determinants of health, for social actions, for interventions at the population level. So she not only focuses on primary care, which is at the individual clinical level, but also primary health care, which is at the population level, which aims at reducing disparity and improve equity. And then our center spent about over 10 years refining the tool we call primary care assessment tools. Right now, we have a child version, an adult version, a practitioner version, facility version, and nation state version. And for all those five versions, we have both the short and the long versions. So all those tools are available for use in English, Chinese, Spanish, Korean, and over 30 some countries. Researchers have been using those. Those tools try to describe the four cardinal domains of primary care, which is first contact, person-focused, comprehensiveness, and coordination, as well as three extended domains, family-centeredness, community orientation, and cultural competency. So those tools are widely available now for use to measure primary care achievement. So that's about primary care definition. Now, in terms of her research related to primary care and population health, this is a summary of the key contributions she has made. Why is primary care important to population health? It leads to better health outcomes, lower cost, and creates greater equity in health. So specifically, as Barbara wrote, there are evidence around the world for the benefits of primary care-oriented health systems. Through both international studies, population-based studies within countries, and clinical trials, various studies, either conducted by Barbara herself, her team, or colleagues with her influence, have demonstrated again and again the benefits of primary care. So she summarized that countries and areas with health systems that are primary care-oriented have better health overall at lower cost and with greater equity. So let's see some of the results of the study that she published. This looks at the relationship between health system outcomes and the relation and the primary care focus. Countries that are ranked higher, are also ranked higher on health systems outcomes. So as you can see, those systems, those countries that are strong in primary care also are strong in health systems outcomes. This slide looks at the relationship between primary care and per capita healthcare expenditure, and those relationship is inversely related. So countries with strong primary care score focus, where they have higher primary care score, typically spend less in terms of per capita healthcare expenditure. U.S., as you see, is the outlier there. But even without the U.S., that inverse relationship also persists. This slide looks at over 31 years of data from 1970 to 2000 from OECD, 18 OECD countries. We divided the countries into low primary care and higher primary care countries. As you can see, the trend for premature mortality is declining, but countries with strong primary care focus have a significantly lower premature mortality compared with countries with lower primary care focus. So the primary care-oriented country have, based upon numerous studies, fewer low birth weight infants, lower infant mortality, especially post-neonatal, fewer years of life lost due to suicide, fewer years of life lost due to all except external causes, higher life expectancy at all ages except at age 80. Primary healthcare-oriented countries have more equitable resource distributions, have health insurance or services that are provided by the government, have little or no private health insurance, have no or low co-payments for health services, are rated as better by their populations, have primary care that includes a wider range of services and is family-oriented, have better health at lower costs. These are summaries, she concluded, based upon those studies. So those were international studies. How about primary care within countries, as it is significant among countries? So this slide looks at US data, primary care physician per population at the state level, and life expectancy at birth. And you can see states with more primary care doctors also have longer life expectancies. So this Milbank paper summarized many US-based studies. Both industrialized and developing countries, many studies done within those countries show that areas with better primary care have better health outcomes, including total mortality rates, heart disease mortality rates, and infant mortality, and earlier detection of cancers such as colorectal cancer, breast cancer, uterine cervical cancer, and melanoma. The opposite is the case for higher specialist supply, which is associated with worse outcomes. So many of our studies, we also use specialist population ratio as control, and often the results are really inversely related to better health outcomes. So primary care and health, summarizing Biber's work. Countries with strong primary care have lower overall cost, generally have healthier populations. Within countries, areas with higher primary care physician availability but not specialist availability have healthier populations. More primary care physician availability reduces the adverse effects of social inequality. So why does primary care enhance effectiveness of health services? Those are the reasons Barbara suggested. Greater accessibility, better person-focused prevention, better person-focused quality of clinical care, earlier management of problems, avoiding hospitalizations, the accumulated benefits of the four features of primary care. Finally, I want to share her research regarding primary care's impact on health equity. So this is how Barbara defined equity. Equity in health is the absence of systematic and potentially remediable differences in one or more aspects of health across population groups defined geographically, demographically, or socially. So here are some study outcomes. In the US, an increase of one primary care doctor is associated with 1.44 fewer deaths per 10,000 population. The association of primary care with decreased mortality is greater in the African American population than the white population. So that's showing how primary care does in terms of reducing racial disparities in health. So here are some study outcomes regarding primary care's impact on equity. Reduction in equity in health by primary care based upon self-reported health. This is from the 60 U.S. community-based study. The variable used is percent reporting fair or poor health. So areas with low income inequality, that is mostly homogeneous high-income areas, there's no effect on primary care resources. In other words, the more primary care practitioners in that population do not benefit as much in terms of reducing people reporting fair or poor health. However, in areas with moderate income inequality, and 16% increase in area with low primary care resources. So as you can see, areas with moderate income inequality, you will see with low primary care, you will have 16% increase in population reporting fair or poor health. And then, even more drastically, in areas with higher income inequality, we see a 33% increase in population reporting fair or poor health where there's low primary care resources. This is using another variable, stroke mortality. Again, I will look at high income inequality area with low income inequality area. So in high income inequality area, high primary care resources is associated with 2.3% decrease in mortality. Then in low income inequality area, high primary care resources is associated with only 1.3% decrease in mortality. Another variable we looked at has to do with post-neonatal mortality, where primary care actually contributes significantly. So first look at high low income inequality area. High primary care resources is associated with only 0.8% decrease in mortality. But in areas with high income inequality, high primary care resources is associated with 17.1% decrease in mortality. As you again see, primary care contributes more in reducing income inequality's effect on post-neonatal mortality in high income inequality areas. So to summarize, in areas with low social inequality, the additional effect of primary care is small. In areas of high social inequity, the additional effect of primary care is larger. Why? Barbara again summarized, why does primary care enhance equity in health? Greater comprehensiveness of services, especially important in the presence of multimorbidity. Person-focused care over time, better knowledge of patient and better recognition of problems. Greater accessibility of services, better coordination, thus facilitating care for people of limited flexibility. Better person-focused prevention. That is, primary care is person-focused, not disease-oriented. Disease-oriented care is inherently inequitable, said Barbara. Thank you very much, and we hope to carry on what Barbara has done so far.